So then about Southern Hills Country Club, the story behind that.
I got all of this from Bill Warren, who I did their house for many years ago.
This is the son of W.K. Warren.
Yes. And he said that there had been quite a scandal in the 30s. The children in Forest Hills and there, they were out of control. There was a young man that was murdered.
Yes.
2 weeks later, one of his friends confessed to the murder, I believe, and he was the son of a federal judge here.
Right, and I can background that because it was the night of Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 29th, 1934, that the 23-year-old John Gorell, who was the son of the Tulsa doctor John Gorell Sr., was found shot dead in his car. And then it was 2-3 days later that 19-year-old Philip Kennemore, who was the son of a federal judge, turned himself in to Tulsa authorities. Philip Kennemore's story is that Gorell had asked him to deliver an extortion note demanding $20,000 from the oil man Homer Wilcox. Under threat of harm to the Wilcox children, Homer Jr. and Virginia. The young Philip Kennemore had actually fallen in love with Virginia, and due to his love for Virginia, he felt he had to intervene, and Gorell ends up dead after a struggle in Gorell's car with Gorell's gun.
Yes.
So that's the background story to that Kennemore story.
But do you know about the other killing?
And then we have Sidney Bourne Jr., who's son of a Tulsa University professor and a running buddy of some of these kids that you're talking about, found dead in his car, and police decided it was a suicide. In the end, Kennemore was found guilty of manslaughter for the death of Gorell, and then eventually the governor paroled him. He went into the military in World War II and then died in war.
Well, they don't know. He was a paratrooper, and he landed and disappeared. So the story was, you know, was he killed or did he take on another name?
And so there's a lore that goes along with that.
So with that background, first of all, Dr. Kennedy owned the land that the Tulsa Club was on. He had announced to the Tulsa Club that when their lease was up, which was going to be in a couple of years or something, he was going to make it into a public golf course. Of course, all the members were very upset about that happening. So they decided they need to do something. And this is Bill Warren's story that his father had told him. Bill said the only one in Tulsa that had money was the Banks and Wake Phillips. Wake Phillips owned this ranch out south of town. The board members of Tulsa Country Club decided they would approach Wake Phillips about building a country club in the South Tulsa, a very family-orientated club, because getting back to the Kennemore murder and everything, one of my clients, Marion Bovard, who was of that era, I think, she said, you know, after that, the next year, half of the young men in South Tulsa went to military school, said that the families tried to straighten them out, and apparently they had really gotten out of control. Anyway, Warren and one or two others approached Wake Phillips about the possibility, and what they wanted him to do was to give the land for the country club and to loan them the money to build it. They kept stressing that it would be very family-orientated. This happened in October or November of that year, and they met with him at his desk in his office, presented the presentation, and they left. And didn't hear a word out of him. Christmas was approaching, and they still hadn't heard. So finally, Wake Phillips called Mr. Warren to come to his office. He went in, and Mr. Phillips was sitting at his desk, which was covered with papers. And he said to Mr. Warren, he said, see all of these papers on my desk. The majority of them are people wanting to borrow money or wanting them to give money. Most of them are ridiculous. And yours is as ridiculous as any of them. Well, they said Mr. Warren's heart sunk. But he said, I will make a counter proposal. Mr. Phillips said, if you can raise $150,000, I will match it. So Mr. Bowles, that lived at Bowlwood, had a dinner party and invited all of these men to participate. And they did raise $100,000. Mr. Phillips let them get by with that on it. But he said the same thing that he did about McClintock's house. He said, I want you to use two architects, John Duncan Forsyth and Donald McCormick. So that's why they did them. I had, and I've given them to the Tulsa Foundation for Architecture, the original tracings on Southern Hills Country Club.